cars pass through a downtown Milwaukee intersection that surfaces pockmarked with potholes. On Sunday, a bicyclist in a major fundraising ride rode into a pothole in suburban Milwaukee and tumbled onto the pavement, cracking his helmet. There are plenty of pothole horror stories to go around. Phil Deming of the group Wisberg says the holes also cost drivers money.
Car damage, wear and tear on your cars. Potholes are a big deal.
Deming is concerned that the legislature's Joint Finance Committee recently only cut in half the amount of the reduction Governor Scott Walker proposed in state aid for local street repair dollars. Deming says there should be no cuts in the state funds, not when the governor is also backing some major highway expansions, like for I-90 between Beloit and Madison. The Wisconsin Transportation Department says those big projects have bipartisan support and have gone through environmental reviews. The Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin, which lobbies for multimodal ways of getting around, also would like more funds for local road repairs. But Executive Director Craig Thompson says the big highway projects are overdue.
There has not been a new project in about over a decade, and the areas that are under consideration are ones that need to be repaired, and in the process, there may be some expansion.
Thompson also says the Joint Finance Committee has agreed to increase the amount of financial aid to counties to help the counties fix their local state highways. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.